Now, if you know in Morse code, you'll know that that is actually saying, "Good morning, I'm Andy Collins. How the devil are you?" Who knew? Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that Morse code is dying out and being overtaken by more advanced forms of communication. But at the National Radio Centre in Bletchley Park, Morse code is being taught using newly restored equipment. Mervyn Foster is one of the volunteers at the centre and is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. What's been happening at Bletchley Park then?
Well, we've always been doing Morse code here. Quite a few of the volunteers do Morse code all the time, talking all around the world. But we have quite a lot of other interesting bits of equipment that are here that help or show people what Morse code is doing. But Morse code is on an up again now. A lot of people are using it. So we have a Watson system here, which was a Cree transmitter that with little perforated things. We used to send Morse code out, and they used to type it on a typewriter. Then they would send it out. So that's one of our newest bits of equipment we've got here in the National Radio Centre.
Are you an expert at Morse code then, Mervyn?
I would put my hand up and say probably I am. I learned when I was 14 years old.
Oh, wow. And is it easy to learn?
It's perseverance. You've got to keep at it. You've got to practice. But when I was 14, I got it drummed into me. I'm now in my mid-70s, so I've been doing it all my life. So it's another language, really. But yes, I've got people who I'm training and teaching Morse code, and they are getting on with it. I think the lockdown we had for those 2 years, a lot of radio amateurs got into Morse code and started learning because they had nothing else to do at home.
Sure.
So they learned Morse code. So Morse code has always been there, but it's now getting insurgent. It's coming up again.
Does it still have a practical use outside of people using it for a hobby?
Well, you've got aviation. They have to learn a little bit of pilots, because as they come into land, there are these beacons that give out Morse code. So they only have to learn a bit. But it's not used so much, but it could be used as a fallback system if everything else fails, if satellites go out. I know that some military units still use Morse code, but that's as a fallback system. It's there if we need it.
Before I test your knowledge, Merv, because I've got a little bit of test for you, if people want to come down and take a look at the National Radio Centre, do they have to pre-book?
Yes, they have to go through Bletchley Park itself. We are within inside Bletchley Park, so if you come and join them, if you come into Bletchley Park, you have to come in as a guest of Bletchley Park, and we are actually inside the compound. Unless you are a Royal Radio Society of Great Britain member, you are a radio amateur already, and you are an RSGB member, then you can get a free ticket. You can, but your family still have to pay.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, just before I let you go, we've got something that we want to send to you in Morse code. Please forgive us, because we may not have got the spacing right, all right? But if I'm going to send it to you, then you can tell me what it says, please. Here we go. Any idea, Mervyn?
Of course I do. And I would say to you to wind your neck in as well.
That's brilliant! That's brilliant! I was so worried we got that wrong. That's amazing. Mate, you are, honestly, it's an absolute it's lovely that it's still, you know, people wanting to learn it, and the fact that people wanting to learn it during lockdown because there was nothing else to do. I think that's great.
Well, I mean, even through lockdown, we all kept in contact with each other, especially members of the National Radio Centre.
Yeah.
But please, people come and see us, because we are the Friday team. I'm a volunteer here, but on a Friday. So we are the A team. We're the Friday team. But there are some fantastic volunteers here all during the week. Come in, talk about Morse code. The younger ones were getting to do a Morse test, do their name, and they get a certificate, and they maybe even get a little badge to take away with them. So we are teaching the new ones as well.
Just before I let you go, and it's always bugged me, and then you'll be able to tell me, whenever I watch a Hollywood movie and they're using Morse code in a particular scene in a film, are they actually sending out the message they're meant to be sending, or are they just hitting the button for random?
Well, if you look at some of the very older films, yes, they were doing real Morse code.
Really?
Some of the new ones, they don't. But one thing for your listeners to do, if they listen to Inspector Morse, at you know, the music at the beginning, they'll hear. That's M-O-R-S-E. So Inspector Morse, when you hear the music at the beginning, that's spelling out Morse code.
You, sir, are an absolute legend, and I wish you all the very best with all that you're doing there. And thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Cheers, sir. Thank you very much indeed. Mervyn Foster there, who's one of the volunteers at the National Radio Centre in Bletchley Park. Get yourself down there, guys and girls, because if you've never been to Bletchley Park, it's fascinating as a whole. It really is. And then you've got, like, the National Radio Centre there and people like Mervyn, who are very passionate about it, and talk to you with... I love it.